Hi, neighbors. Welcome to this Friday's edition of The Stoners Next Door with your hosts, Aaron and Maul. Start your weekend every Friday with a curated critique of some favorite posts, special segments, and interesting guests. Right here on The Stoners Next Door.
This is Aaron.
And I'm Maul. So we're going to get right off and see what's going on in the areas in which we live. So I want to start off because we so rarely see these. And I really want to thank Rhonda from Beaver Creek for this.
All right.
So it's titled Happy Barking Dog. And this just is, I can just see it. Mm-hmm. And she writes, whoever it is that drives north on Thayer Road and passes our place, the donkey rescue, which P.S. I want to go to, with the exuberant barking dog head out the window, loving life and singing the song of his people. I just want you to know that it makes me laugh and warms my heart every time. It's the simple things. Isn't that sweet?
That is really sweet.
I think that's sweet, Rhonda. Good things are coming your way.
I was getting a little bit on edge there thinking something really horrible was going
to
happen.
That's what that's how I started to read this, because I'm like, I swear to God, I've had so much stress on my shoulder since we've started doing this. But I did the same thing. I'm like, this is so sweet. And P.S. I mean, like I said, I am coming out to the donkey rescue. It's very personal to me.
Well, I have after that really nice, sweet little thing you shared, I have a rant from someone on iAnonymous from the Portland Mercury. Today I took a call and happened to lean against a building. I saw you across the street staring at me holding a paint roller. I didn't think much about it and went on my way. After a while, I noticed people were giving me the eye. Strange. Later, I passed by the place I took a call. There you were, contemplating the very wall I was leaning against earlier. Strange. Then after about the 20th person gave me a look, I thought, well, maybe I should have a look about myself. Yeah, paint all over my jacket, my nice jacket, the only jacket I have that was an expensive gift from my wife. And it all fell into place. Thanks, painter guy. Thanks for not taking the time to put up any caution tape or a wet paint.
I could see that coming.
Great job, fucker. I spent 2 hours of my birthday in a futile effort trying dish soap, isopropyl alcohol, and acetone.
Good God.
That was good paint because it didn't come out of my fucking jacket. You lazy piece of shit. I took it to the dry cleaners. They said they can't fix it.
Oh my gosh, that is awful. But I think, I'm not gonna lie, it's a little funny that people were thinking that he started some reflections in the afternoon. That's
poor guy.
Okay, so I've kind of gotten into this thing with missed connections, and I'm trying to just make the connections for them. But this sort of is along those veins. It also came out of the Portland Mercury from the iAnonymous blog. And on Thursday, a gentleman entitles his post, I don't even know if it's gentleman, sorry, it's anonymous. There we go. Poop bag tosser, says anonymous on Thursday. For months, you've been dropping your bagged dog crap in front of our home. You wanted us to notice, and we did. You thought we weren't watching, but the cameras were. Now we know who you are, where you live, and what car you drive. It's sure gonna stink to be you. I love that. And then this is sort of, can you just, like, listen, if you get any flaming bags on your step, on your front step, just don't stomp them out.
Well, someone in the Sunset neighborhood was looking for veterinary care for chickens because one of her hens injured her foot, and they're having a hard time finding a vet that would agree to see her. And does anyone know of a vet that will treat a chicken around West Lynn? Well,
okay. Wow. Google, use it. I hope the chicken gets better, but seriously, start using your mind, person. Okay. This one, this is something that I have to say, I really like this. It's coming out of again, Mercury, Portland Mercury, the anonymous blog, and it's titled, "You Do Nothing." And this is written Saturday at 11:35. "I have nowhere else to say this. You literally don't do anything." It took quarantine for me to realize that we both work 40 plus hours a week, but I was too tired to notice that I did all the housework, the laundry, the dishes, the counters, vacuum. I'm too tired and burned out at this point to argue, but what really gets me is your audacity. I make more than you because I work from home, and yet you still feel zero motivation to lift a fucking finger. Even after I repeat," she does. She's definitely honest. She's because she has nagging in quotes. So after making repeated nagging requests and then asked me, "So is dinner happening?"
Yeah. Like you'd be the woman in the household,
right?
Where's the beef?
Right. Exactly. I'm applying for apartments right now and moving because I'm not your mom or your fucking maid.
What?
I'm serious. Like she's not.
You're not my mom. Who are you anyway?
Have fun.
I've been sitting here for a couple years.
Exactly.
You as my mom.
That's right. Having fun.
What?
Having fun
what
navigating.
What kind of hillbilly am I?
Killing me as an actual adult. Have fun navigating life as an actual adult and having to take care of your untrained shitty dog.
Yeah.
We no need to bring the dog into it. I mean, seriously.
And dirty clothes.
Oh God. Yeah. Thanks for reinforcing those gender roles and not going to couples therapy, dickhead. Wow.
I don't think that would have helped. All right. So here's Steve in the unpopular opinion thread. He's saying that, black licorice was created by someone who hates candy and people equally. If you or a loved one enjoys this abomination, I encourage you to seek psychopathological assistance.
Wait, what? Are they for or against black licorice? No,
he hates black licorice.
Okay.
And then someone, David in the Ford district replies, "Black licorice is my favorite candy, and you're probably right about psychopathological assistance."
That's true. That's a complete.
At least I don't even that doesn't even sound like a thing.
No,
psychopathological.
No, they've done a whole lot. That's like super fragilistic. Yeah,
I'm surprised I can say that.
But, I can't, right? I know.
A study should be done to determine if there are other traits in common with people who like black licorice. I would start by researching all the horrible people in history to see what percentage liked black licorice.
Well, look, you just got yourself a little, you know, started a little project for
yourself.
I'm going
to write my doctorate thesis on that.
I have some misconnections.
All right.
If you...
I wanted to mention that Steve, whose posts I love.
Yeah.
He posted very recently that he got a notice from Nextdoor and they figured out that he doesn't live in the outer Buckman neighborhood anymore. So they're basically inviting him to leave.
wait till they hear our podcast and all of these next doors that we've joined. Sorry, Steve. We should invite him on.
I know. Well, Steve, you're invited.
Yes, let's do it. Yeah.
I did mention that we're a fan of yours. So
we are.
It'd be great to talk with you. Right,
okay. Well, I have a couple of misconnections. And so I'm going to start with one coming out of Seaside Friday at 9:30. This is brand spanking new, dude. Handsome man with goatee and rubber boots at Seaside Coffee. Okay. I sat across from you and enjoyed listening to your plan to take the Alcan, whatever. I guess she doesn't know that it's the Alcan, to Fairbanks. I wanted to talk more, but had to run to a class. You had rubber boots and sat next to Bill, who is moving to Coeur d'Alene. I had short hair and keep active. Ring a bell. Okay, let's talk this one through.
Ring a bell.
We're in a small town, Oregon, small town, beach town, not a lot of tourists. She knows who was sitting next to Bill. So she knows the guy that she was talking to. So no, let's post this here and hope this guy with a goatee and rubber boots, which basically every fisherman, not, I don't mean to, you know, throw paint with a broad brush, but it, listen, she knows the guy he was talking to. It was Bill, of course. I mean, why not? There's only like, what?
Oh.
Jeepers. I love it.
Here's one I found. It says, a guy at Safeway on Circle in Corvallis. Hmm. So I don't know if Circle's a street or an avenue or whatever.
Mm, yeah, it's got to be like a main something there.
Yeah, it says, you were behind me in the express lane last night. You were a hot, bearish type of guy in Carhartts. If you are interested in other bears, tell the color of shirt you are wearing. I hope to hear from you.
Wow, that's
I'm sure the hot berry guy is looking on Craigslist for
right
for ads.
For that exactly. Well, but if he's not, maybe
if
there's
he's
some
that hot yeah. He's not looking on Craigslist.
Good point. I have a couple other misconnections. So this came from a friend of mine out in the Boston area who sent this to me. Newly divorced guy.
Okay.
Newly divorced guy needs a reasonable rental girlfriend to survive.
Wow.
Okay. He's right out there. It's up front. This was just recently, Thursday. On Sunday, right, just only a few below you, sir. Just a few below you. It says, it's lonely in Boston, Massachusetts. Uh-huh. Looking for a man for tonight or tomorrow. Hang out or more. Picky. I'm a 31-year-old Latino female. If you're interested, text my email to seriousmom29. So I think I have a match made in heaven for guy who needs the rental girlfriend. And I'm lonely in Boston. Email me at seriousmom29. Just thinking, you know, again, if we can help these people, I want to be a convener. That's what I want to be when I grow up.
You know, it's all in the networking. That's what I've always said, is that I like meeting people and asking them questions about themselves because I know other people who would like to meet them.
Right.
So it's fun, like introducing people to each other who you know would really get along. And that is exactly what we're doing here. And that's why it feels so great.
It does, because we are impressing upon people. You never know, like, what a missed connection. You just don't know. Mm-hmm.
All right. So here's one, a misconnection from up north in Seattle, in Ballard. And it says, 1992 Ballard, you took my virginity in Seattle. I would post the name, but I just have this feeling you're out there and you read Craigslist and just maybe you remember me. You were short, blonde, above super cool, and your body fit my 19-year-old body perfectly. I think about you every day. I'd love to know you're okay. Oh, and you're a woman. And then it's just signed, yeah, A and my 68 Chevy truck. And so this was 28 years ago.
That is astounding to me.
28 sure. years ago.
Oh, my stars.
Right?
I mean, let's see. I'm guessing a couple more people lost their virginity in 1992 in Ballard and Seattle. I'm just throwing that out there.
I lived there then, but yeah. I wasn't a virgin.
Yeah, that should be a census question, in my opinion. Where did you lose your virginity? What year was it? What city was it?
It's a hell of a lot easier to find your grandparents.
Totally.
Because you just trace it right back.
Oh, my stars. That's like the next uh-huh. question that like a 23andMe is going to come up with.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to wrap it up today with a public service announcement. In reading next door, someone posted they had learned about the neighborhood emergency teams. And those teams are volunteers like us, trained by the Portland Bureau of Emergency Management. and Portland Fire and Rescue to help their neighbors in the event of a disaster like an earthquake or flood. So this is something that exists. And if you want to find out more about it, we'll post a link on our social media, which you can find on Facebook and Instagram and on Twitter at Next Door Stoners. So that's it for this week. Hey, we want to give a shout out to some of the 83 new members we have on our Stoners group on Nextdoor. Abby and John's Landing, Alex and Maplewood, Amanda and Cedar Mill, Andrew in Lower Multnomah, Bart in Sumner, Brianna over at Bull Mountain, and Brenda and Foster Powell.
Well, that's cool. I'm welcome to have everybody. This is great. And don't forget, we also have a Facebook page and a website as well as Instagram. You can find them all at The Stoners Next Door. Just search The Stoners Next Door. We'd love to have you join and participate in the fun. So give us a shout out on any of those platforms.
Remember to send your favorite Next Door posts to Aaron and Mal at vsnd@outlook.com. That's vsnd@outlook.com. When you do, let us know if you're willing to be a guest on a future episode or part of our network of volunteer reporters across the country. And remember, no matter who you are or where you live, always be nice to the stoners next door, because you never know who they are.
The Stoners Next Door is a production of Aaron Douglas Enterprises, LLC.